Folks, we're going to start out this morning. A good friend of mine, we actually went to high school together, and he's recently been named the athletic director at the University of New Orleans as UNO is has embarked upon this reengineering of the governance of the UNO organization into the LSU system, where it was before it departed, and now it's back. So welcome with me, Dr. Michael Giolando. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. It's an honor to be on your show this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. I am very excited for you. Congratulations for the appointment. You're familiar with the UNO operations. You've spent time here as a coach. Obviously, you're familiar with the New Orleans area as well as the former athletic director of Loyola University and a former coach of the basketball team there and the assistant basketball coach under Tim Floyd, if my memory serves me correct,
That's right.
UNO. And I think you were twice named the athletic director of the year at Loyola and once as the coach of the year. So quite a few accolades. So welcome. Mike, let's start. I guess it's great getting back into the game. You had kind of departed for a while. Talk to us about that. And what does this mean to you?
Yes. This is big. I'm just so privileged and honored to have this opportunity. My last tenure at Loyola was from 04 to 14. In the last 12 years, basically, I've been an athletic director in the dental Medicaid world. I've been the dental director for the state dental Medicaid managed care world. And pretty much, like I said, it's all about compliance. So that training or that experience I had at Loyola and obviously my dental background fit well for that. Now this opportunity has arose, and I think it's exciting that the transition from UNO to LSU New Orleans, not LSU NO, LSU New Orleans, is just a tremendous opportunity, I think, for the university. And that's what got me piqued my interest to learn more about it. And the more I learned about it, the more interested I got. And, you know, my roots started here with Tim Floyd, like you mentioned, gave me an opportunity as a young dentist, 32-year-old graduate assistant. And here we are basically 35 years later, being appointed as the athletic director and looking forward in this transition to make a big statement for the university.
And not a bad shooting guard in his own right in high school. I'll just throw that out there.
I don't know about that. Chippy Levy was much better.
Yeah, and he goes by the nickname Gio. We had a table that we sat at the lunchroom at Jesuit High School, and that everyone ended up with some kind of nickname. Some were nice, some not so nice, but nonetheless.
Yep. Well, mine was pretty basic.
Yeah, so was mine.
People couldn't remember my whole name.
Yeah.
Gio was pretty normal.
So, Michael, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges? Obviously, there's been a lot of turnover at UNO, now soon to be LSU New Orleans. What do you view as some of the top of mind issues that you have to deal with and some of the biggest challenges?
I think stability. You hit it, you know, last few years. You read, it's no secret, you read what was in the paper and in the news of the financial problems that were happening and the cutbacks. So I think with this transition, you're going to find more stability in our executive team of Jeanette Whelan, who is going to be our interim chancellor and chief administrative officer. I think she's going to dig deep and work real closely with the faculty who's been, you can imagine, sort of decimated as well, and just get some stability and increase enrollment. That's the push for everybody on this campus. It's about recruiting, not just athletes. It's recruiting students and get back to that healthy enrollment that will make the academic component right, to make our foundation right. And for me and for our coaches, the student athletes, their experience, the whole athletic department, make it right. So if I had to answer, Newell, it would be stability, and that's going to happen through enrollment.
There are a number of us who spent a number of years at UNO, yourself included. I think you got your master's at UNO in education. And, you know, we kind of remember those Tim Floyd days. He was a very gregarious, outspoken coach, you know, and we had decades of just competitive, not only basketball, but baseball and some other sports as well. And there are a lot of folks that have that strong yearn to go back to those days. And I'm sure you've heard that from folks as you've made your way back here to UNO.
Well, you're exactly right, Newell. And it actually started before Tim got there a little bit. Benny Dees was very successful. You know, Ron Green in the late 60s, early 70s. That's where I got to watch and witness a small point guard that sort of became my role model, Dwayne Rebull. And watching those early 70 teams. So the athletic department at UNO is incredible, the tradition. We were national champs in golf, Division II, 71, 72. Basketball was ranked number one, final ranking, I think, in 72, and got upset in the playoffs, in the tournament. Coach Maestri, and when it was D2, was a finalist. And then he went to the Final Four. It really put the baseball program on the map. So as far as tradition, athletics, we have it. And that was one of the things I want to make quite clear to our alums, our donors, and our rabid fans, that we're going to build, even though we're going to be LSU New Orleans, because I was very fortunate to be part of that success or during that time, that privateer tradition, history and pride are still incredibly important. We're not going to forget it. We're going to build on that foundation, not erase it.
Mike, you spent some time at a big school program too. You were on John Brady's staff at LSU, and I remember you having a conversation with you about you know, kind of the differences there. I got to imagine that experience, though, helps a lot, right, when you come from a program like that to a program that obviously, because of the size of the school, is a little smaller.
No doubt. And it gives me a perception of what we should be striving for. And, you know, LSU Baton Rouge, obviously the resources they have, the enrollment they have, their foundation, you just throw a dart on any one of those lists, it's going to be at the top. And it's the state flagship school, and it should be. So that experience that I had with Coach Brady, you saw some of it with our golf tournament that we ran. It was second to none for a college golf tournament, you know. Those are the type of little things that the fans and the supporters really enjoy. And so having those type of experience and see how the whole athletic department operates together, the camaraderie, the collaboration, that's what I want to try to take and bring with me here and instill that same attitude and same system.
Now, if my memory serves me correct, almost every place that you've been, you worked long and hard to get alumni involvement. I know that you've always said that alumni involvement is incredibly important to growing a program, maintaining a program, and that stability that you talk about. I got to imagine that you want to do the same thing again now that you're back at UNO. I mean, at LSU-UNO. LSU New Orleans.
Here we go. That's okay. Absolutely. We need their involvement. Those alumni that were here, like yourself, myself, and everybody in between, they have memories of the university, and they were part of traditions on campus and the culture of this university. We need their involvement. If they've been on pause for a while, You know, we're going to try to reconnect, do our darnest to reconnect with them. I know our foundation is being revamped, the Privateer Athletic Foundation, and so those alumni that were involved in supporting the general athletic department or specific sports, we're going to be reconnecting, you know, reaching out. We want them to know that they're welcomed, they're valued, and they're connected to the future of LSU New Orleans athletics. And also, strong alumni relationships are real critical for our student athletes. That's how they create opportunities for our student athletes, particularly in this NIL world. That's a whole nother avenue we have now that we didn't have just 5 years ago. So having a strong alumni relationship, I think, is essential for our student athletes to get opportunities and meet them, and internships, which could lead into, you know, permanent employment. And
yep, absolutely.
So alumni are critical. I can't express that enough, and I hope I have.
Mike, what do you tell the folks, you know, a number of the alumni, I've been involved in and engaged in conversations, a lot of uncertainty. And because of the trials and tribulations that the university found themselves in, there really aren't many options, right? And I kind of look at the glass half full in this regard. I think this, at this point in time, may be the best move for the University of New Orleans to transition to LSU New Orleans, for a whole host of reasons, and especially when you see a lot of what's going on nationally, the trending in enrollment and the trending in financing and things, it's not a positive trend. So you got to kind of be the salmon swimming upstream. Your thoughts about that? What do you tell those folks?
Well, absolutely. We've got to find our niche. I think, again, our interim chancellor, Jeanette Whelan, I think is doing a very exhaustive job talking to our faculty, looking at our enrollment and what programs are our strongest. I just think that you've got to be real smart with your money, what's available, and how to best use it. And go at it. Put your efforts in those programs that are going to garner the most students. Again, it's all about recruiting enrollment. Got to get and get those numbers up, and that's the position that the university found itself in. And you know, this transition to LSU, I think, can only be an asset for us at this point with that LSU brand. And the reason why the New Orleans is important, that brand is iconic. So you have this LSU brand. It's an international brand. And there's only a few cities. Newell, you mentioned Golden Gate Bridge. You know what you're talking about, right? San Francisco. You mentioned Times Square. You know, Manhattan, New York. You mentioned the French Quarter. People know what you're talking about. There's only a handful of cities in this country. So we definitely want to promote the New Orleans aspect and, you know, keep that as a focal point. So although, you know, schools around the country are seeing an enrollment crunch, both of us, anybody that was in New Orleans in 05, you saw the devastation and the chaos. But I'm just like you. I'm a half full guy too. Whatever there's chaos or devastation, I look at opportunity. So with this rebranding of our university, we've got to find opportunities to increase our enrollment. And I have total confidence in our executive team and our deans to put that plan in place. So that plan phase 1, 2, and 3, hopefully by year 3, we're going to be healthy, really healthy.
Yep.
With enrollment.
Absolutely, and I think it's going to happen. Mike, if folks want to reach out to you, they want to get involved in helping with the athletic programs or otherwise, how do they reach you?
they could just send me an email. It's giorla1@uno.edu, giorla1@uno.edu. They can call me on my phone as well, 504-280-6102, and I'll take all calls and all emails, Newell. I would love to hear from anyone.
You always have, and you always have, and you always will. And when I was so very excited to hear that you were named, and I said to someone, I said, this is a true gentleman, one with a sound moral compass, and one who really cares about student athletes, and he always has, and he always will. And I think you're going to be a great addition to the LSU New Orleans family. And congratulations to you, and welcome back to the city, Mike Giolando. Okay. Gio.
You're so kind. That's cool. I appreciate those words.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you joining us this morning, and best of luck. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.